All right, joining us on KNBR 680, Giants baseball coming up, Matt Yorkin. Now, fans, let me tell you, I saw him the other day up here in the outfield, the stretching time. I said, well, I guess Matt's up here. They added him to the roster. Well, in a sense, they have. Matt Yorkin, what's going on with you?
Well, not much. Right now, signed a different kind of contract. You know, now I'm a uniformed coach, and what I do is, you know, if there's a lefty starter, I throw the two groups to BP, and I hang out down here with the bullpen during the games, and if guys need to get loose in the cage, I help them out and everything. So it's kind of a, it's definitely a new career from the playing days, and it was an opportunity that came up during spring training to minor league camp, where they said, you know, there wasn't really quite the numbers for me to go anywhere, and this job kind of opened up, and if I would be willing to do it, and I said, yeah.
Boy, what a story, because, I mean, I look at you, and, I mean, you look like you're still a pitcher, you know what I mean? And, of course, the batting practice pitchers, sometimes they get a little portly and are a little bit older, but it fits you. I imagine it's somewhat of a challenge. You being competitive, you do have to lay the ball in here.
Yeah, the competitiveness now is to throw the strikes and make the guys, you know, get prepared for the game. And, you know, the first game I took it personal when we lost to Kershaw because I got those guys, you know, warmed up. And I was, you know, I felt bad and I still didn't sleep like I was playing, you know. And then the next day we faced another lefty and we got 9 hits off him. And then, you know, I slept good that night. But it is a little bit different. You know, you have to change your mentality. And, you know, I've been practicing a lot just to try to get better for these guys.
Was it hard to make this decision? Because you're about 28 or something?
31.
31. All right. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
There.
I appreciate
all right.
That.
All right. 31 years old. And obviously a lefty, you know, you could pitch till you're 48 years old. Lefties can pitch for a long time. So was it a difficult decision for you to make?
You know, it was kind of bittersweet is the best way to, you know, determine it because, I mean, I still wanted to play, and I was coming off of foot surgery, and I got back from that, and I was pitching pretty good. And then, you know, I've always been thinking about life after baseball, and I always want to go into coaching, and this is an avenue that will help me get that career started. So whenever an opportunity like this comes up, they don't come up too often, and, you know, and so I kind of seize the opportunity.
Well, I think you're the first batting practice pitcher I've had on, really, to talk about it. So let me ask you some of the technical parts of the job. You have to throw strikes. And again, you know, you're an accomplished pitcher. You got close to the major league level. Is there a mechanical thing you do differently now? I know you're a little closer to the plate. But do you have to do something differently to make sure you put the ball where they want it?
The main thing is you just still think like you're pitching. I feel that's the best way. If you're trying to throw a strike, even like if you're pitching in a game, you're going to kind of, your mechanics are going to get altered a little bit, and you're not going to throw the strike. So if I approach it like I see a target, I try to hit the target. Now that it's not on the corner, it's a little different, but, you know, I just try to, there's some targets, you know, right in the back of the screen that I just try to hit. And, you know, don't even try not to look at the hitter or anything. Just, you know, try to get a good rhythm and get those guys better.
So how are you doing so far? You said Kershaw. Well, you shut him out in the Kershaw game. And then, of course, Ryu, they hit him pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, I feel pretty good. You know, like we're 1-1 with the lefties, so yeah. 500, and that was on the road. So I guess if you go from baseball standpoint, yeah, you want to go 500 on the road.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was really happy because, you know, a couple guys that went in the game yesterday, yeah, Noonan and Q, you know, I was able to get them loose in the cage, and then it felt really good for them to go get a hit. You know, it makes you, from a coach standpoint, sure, I guess, it makes you feel good because you help prepare those guys.
No, good point. Matt Yorkin is with us, fans. We're going to have him on a lot. He'll give us a good scouting report on the hitters sometime. But let me ask you this. Hitters are different. Now, you pitched a belt. You pitched to another left-handed hitter on the Blanco. Do they all want the ball in the same place, or what's the pattern? How do you know what you're supposed to do?
You know, I just try to throw it down the middle. That's the main thing. And then, you know, a lot of them, and my whole career was trying to throw it away and then up and in and down and away, up and in. And, you know, sometimes it does happen to the lefties, and I tell them, I'm sorry, you know, I'm still trying to get that out of my head, you know, because it's just, you know, I've been mentally trained to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, those guys, you know, they're really good hitters, and they can hit it where it's pitched, and a lot of the guys just don't want you to throw it to one area. They want to react. So you just throw it and let them hit it. You don't, you know, if a guy wants to work away, a lot of them don't say just throw it away.
Sure.
They want to react, like some pitches are away, some pitches are in, some are middle. They just want to have reaction time. So it's pretty nice for, it helps me out.
Sure.
So I don't.
No, it's a great answer. I'm learning a lot here. Now, the other thing I was thinking about, lefty pitchers as the opponent, they're different. You may find Kershaw with the fastball curveball, then Ryu, you know, trying to get you off balance off all the time. So do you have to know who's pitching that night and maybe alter what you're going to do for BP?
Well, like I go ahead and watch the film like I was watching the film today and just kind of saw, you know, what their fastball does, you know, what kind of movement. So Kershaw was pretty firm and straight, so I threw a little firmer.
Okay.
And then
De
La Rosa's today, and he's kind of like an over-the-top guy, straight fastball with good downhill plane. So that's kind of how I pitch. So that's going to be a good one to just kind of, you know, be a little firmer with it. And then the second day was kind of like a sinker guy, and so I kind of ran it like a sinker a little bit just to kind of – I'm trying to do the best I can to get those guys ready for the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just – It's hard, but I think they appreciate it. You know, I was talking to Hunter today at lunch, and, you know, he's just like, the nastier you are in BP, the better we're prepared. So just give us what you got.
Boy, what an interesting job. I'm glad to have you on, Matt Yorkin, with us. Now, pitching day's over? Is that it? I mean, you know, you may turn into a better pitcher now. You have more control. Who knows?
Yeah, I think the pitching days are done now. You know, I'm enjoying this quite a bit. You know, I got a taste of the big leagues last year in the exhibition games, and it was tons of fun. And now to come to this office every day, the AT&T Park, and some of the fields I've never seen and just dreamt of going to, it's going to be quite fun. You know, we go to Chicago, and I've never been there, and I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll be pitching in Wrigley Field, and watch out for the ivy there in left field. Maybe the wind will be blowing in for you, so you'll have a good day. How many pitches can you throw in a BP session? Now, of course, you were a short reliever, right, most of the time?
Yeah.
Maybe a swing man. You did some starting as well. But when you go out here and throw BP to a couple of groups, how many throws do you make, and is that an adjustment for you?
You know, I think it is a little bit of an adjustment. You know, I think it's anywhere, if I have to put a number on it, between 200 and 250.
Really? Wow.
You know, whatever three buckets of those are sitting out there. I'm not sure how many balls in there.
Okay.
You know, maybe close to 80.
Okay.
And then there's more throwing during the game.
Good.
And, you know, you still have to take care of your body.
Yeah.
You know, I talked with Carl, who was my strength coach a couple years ago, and, you know, he gets on my butt still about working out and stuff. And I was like, give me a little break. You know, I'm in a little, I've been doing that my whole life, and I just want to kind of relax into this snow, but, you know, just keep training my body like as if I was playing, but maybe not as much running.
Yeah.
You know, which
very good. You don't need to run as much. That's the old Mickey Lolich. He didn't run much either for the big portly left-hander of the Detroit Tigers. And Johnny Sano, he said, you don't run the ball up to the plate. You know, he was not a proponent of running. But other pitching coaches, they talk about running because it's the legs in there. Looking at your ability to do this, are you surprised at all that you made the transition? You seem very comfortable and you're able to do it.
Yeah, I just think a lot of it too is the clubhouse. Like the players here are very, you know, very open, and we're very, you know, happy to have me come in. And I was happy, and I played with about half of these guys, so it wasn't like a hard transition to kind of get in the clubhouse. They made me feel really comfortable, and even like the coaching staff, you know, I couldn't ask for better guys just to help me with confidence. Like after the first day, you know, I was pretty nervous, and you know, and they still, you know, I did it, you know, they said I did a good job, but I was still kind of mad at myself because of the loss. But it's just a good staff, it's just a good family atmosphere, and it make you feel welcome.
Matt Yorkin, how do you keep your arm in shape? I'll let you go here. You got to get to work pretty soon. But, you know, you're throwing 250, 300 pitches. And do you do bullpens on your off day? I mean, you don't throw every day, I would assume. But how do you keep your arm in shape?
I mean, you know, it's just like you throw every day. You know, I'll still, like, you know, I'll throw today. And then, you know, tomorrow I'll play catch and, you know, get a workout in today and do some cardio just to maintain.
Okay.
My, you know, just my stamina, and but other than that, it's not like I was used to throwing long toss and all that stuff, so now it's just shorter throws. It actually isn't that bad right now in my body. I should knock on some wood, but it's not that bad right now.
All right. Boy, nice to have you on the show. Very nice to have you on the show. It's a pleasure for the fans to know this, and I keep thinking of other questions to ask you, but all right, the lefty's going today. Now, tomorrow, righty. Yeah. Then a lefty on Wednesday, so Francis, you'll pitch, obviously, that. But do you go every day, righty or lefty? Will you do a BP session?
It just depends. They'll probably try to save my arm because a lot of guys just go one group at a time, and then, like, today, on the lefty, I go two groups. Okay. So that's where a lot of the throws come in. And then, tomorrow, in the fifth or sixth inning, if a lefty's warming up in the bullpen, we're down in the cage, and I can throw some to some guys to see about 10 to 20 swings off a lefty, and then that my day's done on that part.
All right. Pleasure to have you on. Pleasure to have you on, Matt York. And fans, when you come out early, you're going to look at a guy on the mound and say, gee, he looks like he can pitch. That's him. That's Matt York. And so, Matt, good luck to you. We'll catch up and see how the season's going.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.